Yes. What should we talk about, Owen?
What should we talk about?
I don't know.
We can go for another freestyle rap. It worked out so well last time. BS. Pro League.
The Lobby. Welcome back to
The Lobby!
Oh, I love that. It's never going to get old.
No, it's not.
I finally got the cue that time, Danny.
I know. But you had a little bit of leave and then you came back last week and now you're back in the zone of things, right?
Back in the flow.
Locked in, boo.
Of course.
Look, I'm Danny G. We've got Jonah Jupp. We've got Owen Psycho Williams, it's written down on my paper. You're okay with being called Psycho, right?
Yeah, that'll do.
Well, that's how you're known in the stratosphere,
the verse.
Right?
I've got 10-year-old Owen to thank for that one.
Yeah. Oh, I see. Look, I'm glad that that's stuck because we've got Jojo Juppy over
that's
here.
That's not how that works.
It totally is. Like, at least I mean, came up with something like Psycho.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I mean, I didn't. Yeah, somewhat creative. Mine is not creative at all, is it really?
Oh, don't know. I'm not actually picking on
it. Sounds like I went to a random name generator and just started.
That's literally how my name was built.
Also,
yeah.
Okay, maybe I should do that next time.
Well, to be fair, look, we've got to introduce somebody who's joining us on the lobby this week. We've got Curtis Tyler, who's repping for BFBS Germany. Curtis, have you got a gamer tag?
I have, yeah, but I'm double boring more so than the lads because mine is literally just a kind of a shortened version of my surname. So it's like C Ty Roo, and that's it.
Oh. Oh no, I like C Ty Roo.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds like a rapper name. Tyler
Roo. I was gonna say it sounds like anime character.
My radio name is Curtis Tyler, but my actual name is Curtis Tyler Roots. So C Tyroo. Oh. There you go. Makes sense.
Oh, I love that. Well, if you don't mind, when we come back to you in a little bit, I'm probably going to introduce you as C Tyroo. I like that.
C Tyroo. It's like Kylo Ren.
Last week on The Lobby, we now completely understand, do we? Completely? League of Legends?
We're getting there.
I'm a master, thanks to Eddie. What can I say?
Yeah.
Not in the game, unfortunately, but not the rank. I'm probably more like silver.
I think
bronze,
taking
maybe.
Away from, the chat with Eddie, we went to the broadcast on Monday and I went, I actually understand a little bit more now. You know, they were like fighting the dragon and then they were getting more gold and then they were unlocking new abilities. And, you know, the cast was talking about the Q ability and I was like, I actually know what he's on about now.
So, I was going to say, when you're going to use any lingo from what we learned from Eddie, can you just do it a little bit slower? Because I'm still not quite there yet, but we learned so much from him. Last week was all about League of Legends. Coming up, we've got highlights as well from the BFBS Pro League. But this week, we are going to focus on football games. Now, as we are recording this on a Wednesday, I just want to put it out there. We do not know yet if England are going to get to the final in the World Cup.
Oh, I'm already terrified. It's early doors. Yeah. It's a long time until kickoff, but I am quivering already.
I know. I said in a meeting earlier, I said that we've got a messy-sized mound to get over before we can say we get into the final. But hopefully, fingers crossed, touch wood, by the time of this airs, we are in the final in New York. But who knows?
Yeah, who knows? I mean, look, last World Cup, I was out in Bahrain and I remember the England-Argentina game and it didn't go too well. So I did wake up very anxious this morning. Mm. So future us, you know, we'll know when we're listening back to this, when it comes out, we'll be like,
commiserations or congratulations, I think, is in order.
Yes. Well, look, I mean, we've picked quite the week to make sure that this episode of The Lobby is all about football. We're going to be talking all things EAFC with our very own Curtis Tyler, C Tyroo, a little bit later on, who we just introduced you to. But what's going on in the community? I know you guys are always quite busy, but you haven't been to maybe too many events recently. Have you had a bit of break?
No, it's been a very nice break. I think we've needed it, if I'm honest. We've been flat out, as everyone knows, at these different events. Obviously, Collingwood, Aldershot,
Salton.
DreamHack, everywhere. We've been everywhere. Nice little bit of downtime, but the community hasn't stopped. We're slowly introducing a few community events. You know, there might be an Overcooked competition in there coming along. So
you sounded panicked.
Yeah, you sounded panicked.
Yeah, because I need to get some practice in.
Oh, it's true.
It's a warm-up session.
It's going to be sad.
But who knows, you might catch Danny G in the community playing in our Overcooked competition. But we also have...
Is that legit or are you pulling my leg?
I think we'll make it happen. Give it a month and we'll have it. We'll aim to have an Overcooked competition in the next month. It's my target.
But am I eligible to play?
Of course you are, Danny. Thank you for your service. I think
to the service of music.
It has. I mean, that times we go to events and everyone's like, "Oh, do you know Danny G?" I'm like, "Yes, I work with Danny G." Oh, I love Danny G.
Oh, get out of here! You lying.
No, genuinely,
it's happened so many times. That's not even a joke.
You are a real celeb. It's not out there in the events world.
No, seriously. Especially our race, Savage Silverback Gorilla, biggest Danny G fan on the market.
Stop.
He was laughing
Big
so hard at Eddie forgetting his name on the
street. Yeah, it was
very
funny.
He was loving it.
My bad. I called, you know, I always do the whole what does your mother call you thing, but you guys don't know each other by your names.
Yeah,
But it was funny. It was like, Eddie was talking about Ray on stream. And then Ray was in the Twitch chat going, "Oh, at least you remember my name this time."
Yeah, because obviously he's usually Savage Silverback, right?
Yeah. So it's one of those.
You've made me melt anyway. Thanks. My head is not going to get out that door now.
I know. Overcooked, though, we'll get it going. And I think we're just really excited to do a bit more in the community space. We just don't have the time. But now we do have the time. We're going to crack on a bit more.
How's your numbers game going? We haven't talked about that
for a few
weeks.
Oh, it's got really well. We've got a new record. Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, please tell me it's something like 79.
It's doing really well right now.
Well, hang on, though. For anybody who's missed this, let me get this straight. It is a game where, obviously, there's lots of you on this chat, and you just have to... What number were you trying to get to?
So there's 867 people in this chat. And basically, you can only count one number at a time, but you can't count two numbers consecutively. So you have to sort of bounce between each other. But if you type the wrong number or the same number, it resets back to zero. Hmm. Okay. So previous record, I think we set was like
five.
I think it was like 300.
Probably about five. So, it usually is.
Yeah. We're at 469.
Right.
Which is pretty good going. And that objective is 10,000. I don't know what we're going to do when we get to 10,000. I thought we'd have to do some sort of giveaway. We are doing a giveaway, though, for when we hit 1,000 members on the Discord, which is actually closing sort of its deadline now. Like I said, we're at 867 people in the Discord. As soon as that 1,000 hits, we're pulling the winner. And that's for £500 worth of Amazon vouchers or a console of your choice.
What? So, excuse me, why am I only just hearing about this now?
So if you're not, discord.gg/BFBS esports, get in there. Head to the giveaway channel and click enter. That's literally all you have to do.
And you're only competing with like 999 people.
Well, actually, you're not, because out of the 867 people in the Discord, only 263 have entered the giveaway. The amount of times I push this and people don't enter it, it's like, do you not want free money? It's free money.
I want free money.
Well, Danny G, enter the giveaway. But yeah.
Anything else going on? I want the gossip. Anything else before we move on?
We had our best week for voice activity this week, didn't we, Owen?
We did.
Yeah. Do you want to explain a little bit why that is?
Yeah, absolutely. So for League of Legends this week, we basically shuffled all the teams into voice chats in the Discord. One of the things you can do in League of Legends is you can have a coach on standby and they can sort of be barking orders at you at what's best to do. And we have to make sure that nobody's going to be sneaking in places they shouldn't. So we've got all the teams arranged in voice channels in the BFBS Esports Discord. So there was all the teams pretty much chatting away. And if you scroll down in the server, you could just see everyone nattering. It's brilliant.
Well, this is what we wanted in F1, didn't we? Like the actual physical mic chat where you can chat to people. Yeah.
The VoIP.
This wasn't between the teams. So it was only one team per chat, so they could only hear themselves. But I think we need to add some way of getting the chat between both of them, like sort of them beefing like, "Oh, I can't believe we just done that," and then the other team going, "Oh, he's pulling left." So it'll be quite funny.
Excuse me, sir.
Oh, don't mind not throwing that magic thing at me. That's what League of Legends was sound like, actually.
Say that again.
About the magic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about the magic?
Excuse me, sir. Stop throwing magic darts.
That's where we're at.
Yeah, that's where we're going to be at.
Well, look, we've got highlights, right, from League of Legends.
I believe so. Let's hear them.
That's a nice charm dropping onto three. The opposing one only drops onto two. Flash and wake up and out for the serving. The big talk comes out for the Galio, but it's a kill going in favor of the Lions.
Goodness.
Makes that three. As the damage from Steve is absolutely ridiculous. Ray is moving over, but Baron is already down to 6,000 HP. Flashes into the pick, as the silence on the jiggle, drops the ult on him,
and
goodbye, Jarvan! The Sivir is hitting, not so free though, as she's taunted up, punched in the head, and taken out. But Lions have found a wonderful fight around this Baron. Double knock up coming out from the Ornithus. He's on the backside. Prey with a triple redemption for this Garen, as they just beat on the enemies. The banana Bandito's taken down. What a fight by the Lions. Oh. And oh my word, that bullet time was incredible. Light picks up two. The assist for Prey not even needed, but he's going to try and get one more kill to justify his TP. Solar Wraith running his way out of there. The Bramble Smash not enough. The Lions are really starting to sink their teeth into the second game of this series.
And whoa, ho, ho,
oh, okay. Yes. No! No, 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 no. Oh, my word. I mean, the shed is dead.
Oh, Muttley's come out. I'm gone.
I've got Danny furiously scribbling to my left.
Danny, how much of that did you understand? Be honest with us.
Well, question,
did that sound like French?
First of all, what's TP? That was some...
TP, teleport.
Ah, yeah. You crazy kids and all your lingo. Right, okay.
So we started off with someone sounding like they were Eminem rapping off the get-go.
That's a good one, because I've written down here, feel like I'm at the horse racing.
And I <start off with.
laughs> And then I went, no, it's not horse racing. It's an auctioneer. You know, when you watch a story war, yes. Storage Wars or something, it's like... What?
It's old, right?
It's so interesting because half of League of Legends, like the commentary just has to be really chilled because everything happens at such a slow pace. And then suddenly... everything happens at once. And so they're just fighting for real estate on air. Just going, oh my God, what's going on here? There's a skill on the back. He's dead. He's dead.
And it just goes a little bit quiet.
It just erupts into chaos. It's honestly beautiful. But shout out to our two commentators that we've got for the League of Legends series, Middlecott and Rude Dude. They are like massive, massive celebs. Like, seriously.
I don't want them reading
they
me a
are,
bedtime story.
They
I don't
are
think
the
I'd keep
biggest
up.
Commentators in the UK scene for League of Legends, but abroad as well, they're making waves. They are
right.
Legends.
How would they read a bedtime story?
And then
they
said, good night. Yeah.
Whoa! That was mad chemistry.
That was good. That was good.
That was fire. Wow. That was great. I heard Banana Bandito.
Yes.
Who the heck?
Yes. Predominantly Royal Air Force personnel on El Banana Banditos, I believe, and they are very, very high-ranked players. They are masters predominantly. I think four of their players are masters, and one of the people is hovering around Diamond. So, yeah, they're our second-best team on paper, but they are yet to drop a game. They are doing so well.
My favourite moment, though, I'm really gutted we didn't get the clip inserted there. But at one point, I think it was Middlecott was talking about Prey, one of the players, basically like ploughing through everyone and killing everyone in his path. And he goes, Prey, go through now like Verstappen on the F1. Meow! And then and he just starts like continuing to rattle off at like 100 miles an hour. Maybe it's just the fact he dropped a Verstappen reference and proceeded with a meow in the middle of a car.
Oh, he did the du-du-du-du at the start of time. I was like, where is this going? And it was
Verstappen meow. That was the one line.
So good.
I'm starting to understand why, especially youngsters, love and will spend hours watching other people play games.
Yeah.
Because that kind of chat is just hilarious.
The talent between those two as casting talent is unreal. And one thing that Owen didn't realise when we picked these guys up was that they actually used to live together.
Oh, right.
I had no idea.
So we had no idea. We just picked them out of the woodwork and we're like, oh, would you mind casting the thing? And it's like, oh, do you know this other guy? He's like, yeah, we used to live together. I was like, oh. Okay,
that's so insane. Small world.
Small world, and obviously they've got that chemistry. And yeah, by George, have they got it? By George, chaps, have they got it?
Yeah, sometimes you come out with something, and I'm like, you're not 65 years old, man.
Yeah,
<it's true. laughs> by George. golly gosh. No, that was absolutely hilarious. Insane. I'm glad that it's going really well. Of course, each week we've got Rocket League and we've got League of Legends. And let's get back to Rocket League because we're talking heavily about footy, aren't
Carble.
We?
This is called car ball. Not like the place in Afghanistan. Car ball.
Car football.
Car football.
Right.
Car ball.
Yes, I was going to... What,
you, but get a car ball.
Car ball. Or
yes.
Foot of the ball. Ball of foot. Right, yes.
Yes.
So obviously it's a big one at the moment. Like I said earlier on at the start of this episode, as we are recording this on a Wednesday, we do not know whether England are going to be Argentina in the semi-final tonight. It's all to play for. And I'm really, really nervous. I can't stop thinking about it. But, do you know, we need to reintroduce Curtis Tyler, who's repping for BFBS Germany, because, you look, man, you are the guy for football.
Yeah, I've been really, really loving it. It's been, what, aside from the outside noise, the football at this World Cup has been stunning, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But what's it like, obviously, witnessing it whilst you're out and posted like Germany?
Yeah, it's slightly awkward when you've got the windows down, three lines blaring, and all the Germans are looking at you with really angry faces because their team went out slightly earlier than ours. But no, it's, I'll tell you what, troops on the ground, boots on the ground, everybody's loving it. Any kind of social space has just been maxed out with people really turning out to support, as you'd expect. You know, you don't need me to tell you that. Our audience love it. Mm.
And I think I was out in Germany during the Euros, a few years ago now, in my pre-deployment training. And I remember the CEO of the battle group put a tab behind the bar, just because obviously all the guys and girls were in the bar watching the Euros. And I remember the energy was electric. Like, honestly, it was the best feeling. Everyone was in the naffy, sat there watching the football. And it, honestly, the camaraderie was great. Is that the same atmosphere as you're sort of experiencing now?
Absolutely. Listen, yeah, not quite the same as when Germany were hosting the Euros in terms of fan zones, etc. But absolutely the same vibe. We really luckily, with the help of welfare grants from BFBS, have put on our very own BFBS open air cinema. Awesome. For the final. So whilst we don't know if England are going to be there yet or not, we as BFBS will be on Athlone Barracks with a massive screen showing the final for all the kind of all of the personnel, families, everyone that want to get down and watch it. So it is going to be really exciting.
Yeah, that sounds absolutely epic. But what games do you play? Because obviously, let's get back to the fact that obviously we're talking Rocket League. Do you play Rocket League? It's a huge community, but Rocket League is just a different beast, isn't it?
It really is. I really want to be good at Rocket League because, of like you said, it's car ball, it's car football, and I love football. I'm just not very good. I played it because I was on the radio during last year's Pro League finals. I played it for a couple of months in the build-up to that, so I understood a little bit more about the scene, about what was going on. I was watching a load of YouTube videos, but I'm not very good. I think the idea of, if you have some football knowledge, then I think that translates a little bit in terms of positioning of where you need to be, etc. But yeah, I'm still not great.
Are you familiar with The Psycho?
In all honesty, Owen, I'm really sorry, bro. I thought it was going to be Stuart Pearce, if I'm honest. I know I'm showing my age, but Psycho to me is Stuart Pearce. Sorry,
bro. I'm not going to take any offence. It's all right. But yeah, no,
to be linked with.
I was a massive football fan when I was younger as well. So I was playing like, what, twice a week from age 4 until age 17, probably. And then Rocket League released when I was 14, 15?
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, genuinely. Over 10 years ago now, right? I've been playing it since then, which is ridiculous. But yeah, no, there is some transferable sort of knowledge and sort of, yeah, it's the positional awareness more than anything. But bar that, I mean, it's its own thing. Like, it is like something you really have to learn.
Right, Curtis.
Yes, mate.
I'm feeling a bit old. I'm going to test you if you don't mind. Do you remember Sabutio?
No, I don't remember.
Damn it!
Sabutio.
I remember Sabutio.
It sounds rude.
No, it was like you. Okay, well, go on then, Jonah.
It's a board game version of football, right?
Yeah, where you sort of like flick the little. Yeah, they're on like.
Is that one where you flick the little people?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
I just didn't know what it was called. I knew what you were talking about, just didn't know the name.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. I still feel a little bit old. Let's make me feel even older. This isn't about me. I'm going to shut up. But Curtis, can you talk us through some of the consoles that you've played with? I didn't know that you were a massive gamer.
Yeah, I am a bit of a. I'm a closet gamer. I kind of hide it. And if the more you get to know me, the more it kind of comes out. I think my first console, if my memory is correct, was not the original Game Boy, the 89 Game Boy, the one after it, the Game Boy Pocket was my first.
Is that the silver one?
Console.
The square one?
Yes.
Yes. And I got it at the same time as a secondhand Sega Mega Drive. So they were kind of like my... first consoles, so it was either Sonic or Super Mario was my start, and Batman Returns actually on the Sega Mega Drive. That game was my bread and butter when I started.
We heard you're a bit of a Batman addict. And also, by the way, when you mentioned Sega, I was expecting to have that jump scare Sega, like just scream down my headphones again. But no, Batman, we heard you're a bit of also a Lego Batman fan. Is that right?
Honestly, it's an addiction. Batman is my thing. Batman's my mastermind subject, if you will. And so I've played through all the kind of Arkham games when they came out, immediately as they came out. Platinum Trophy on Arkham Knight and Arkham City, for that matter. And as soon as they said that Lego Batman was going to be a thing, I had to buy it. My sons asked if he can play it with me. I told him no. It doesn't matter. It's my game. It's my time.
There is absolutely no judgment there. I'm a massive fan of the Lego games. Like, what was it? The Marvel one where you can change what Marvel hero you are. And up to, yeah, Batman was so sick. I remember it, but like, way back. I think the first time I played it was on, like, the Nintendo Wii. I think when it came out on the Wii, you said you have to use your nunchuck and your Wii remote, and you had to walk around and click on things and move things over. It was so sick.
Lego Indiana Jones for me.
Oh,
I did play that on the PSP. It's
the way they've changed it. The new Lego Batman, the way they've changed it. So it's not like the way, like in the Lego Star Wars, for example, you play through the movies, don't you? In this one, it's like what they've done is they've taken Arkham Knight and bottled it into a little Lego game, and it's fantastic. It's really good.
So it's like a free roam game, right? So you can just go around, do whatever missions you want to do, but like at the same time get around with all the shenanigans that there is in Arkham, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're trying to get from mission to mission, and then all of a sudden five different crimes in progress pop up. So 10 hours later, you've made it to your mission objective.
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to look into this, because I haven't played a Lego game in a hot minute. And now you've got my, you've got an itch that I need to scratch now on the
Easy
Lego.
Tiger.
So good. And full of as well, movie references and Easter eggs. You know how Lego do. They like that comedy, don't they?
Yeah.
So it's like, I think there was little references to kind of Patrick Bateman and Psycho because of obviously the Christian Bale link and all that kind of thing. It's full of it, mate. You'll love it. I promise you'll love it.
I'll let you know. I'll give you a review afterwards. And if I've wasted my money, I'll expect a reimbursement ASAP.
I can see it now. Seriously, the BFBS Pro League Season 3 next year. If you fall in love with this game, you're going to include it, aren't you, in next year's league?
The
and then
Curtis Tyler's
going to be like, I'm back, baby, I'm back.
It'd be great.
Speaking of stuff like that, and obviously, you know, loving games and being part of a community, or even if it's just casual gaming, what's this I keep hearing about professional football teams who've got their own esports team as well? Like, what's that about? Man City? Yes?
Man City, yeah.
What is going
so
on?
Football teams having their own esports teams, which I think you mentioned actually, Owen, when you were chatting about this ages ago. It's how I remembered. You were saying something like during COVID, was it? You'd find that actually they're on the tour buses and they're actually playing against like Man United, Man City, for example, but obviously esports because they couldn't actually play.
Yeah, super cool. I mean, I think the biggest hitters, right, for me, that kind of woke me up to the fact that esports is really growing and blowing up, were Barcelona and PSG, because they got involved with some EAFC teams and some Rocket League teams at the time, and that was sort of their big splash into the esports scene. And I remember everyone just looking at those two teams like, why are we playing those from the comfort of our home in a Swiss bracket? Like, it makes no sense on paper. When you just sat there as a teenager, you're like 15 years old and you're competing against the Barcelona, that's a bit of a wake-up call.
And the amount of footballers as well themselves that are getting into this. I mean, Ronaldo, Messi are involved. David Beckham was one of the core shareholders of an esports team called Guild Esports for the longest time.
I didn't know that.
He was, yeah. I think, was his sock? He was majority shareholder, I think, in Guild.
Yeah.
So a lot of footballers are getting into it, mostly because, again, as we said, they're playing them on their coaches before matches. They're playing with their friends online before matches. So esports has sort of come a second nature for these footballers, especially some of the biggest names in football history. And to see people like Ronaldo become the face of the esports World Cup on several occasions, including this year. Now it's in Paris. You know, it's really exciting to see. And also it helps with the investment into the industry as well, because people can see there's a big overlap and crossover. So yeah, it's really exciting.
Yeah, it is exciting. And Curtis, back to you, dude, because obviously, like, you're a really big footy fan. I know we've talked a lot about Rocket League. If it's not Rocket League that you're playing, you know, are you playing any football games? I remember my dad playing FIFA a lot when I was growing up.
Yeah, I FIFA was the bread and butter. It's EAFC now, isn't it? And I did jump on it. Yeah, I jumped on it this year and had a run through, got the old Ultimate Team up to scratch. And I do you know what? I'd been off it for a while. I'd not played for a little while on the kind of the football simulation game scene. I'd not really done anything for a couple of FIFAs. But since it's been EAFC, this is my first one. Back on it, and do you know what? I fell in love with it a little bit again, and you realise how much time you end up spending grinding for those kind of players that you need to get from objectives and across the board to pump up your ultimate team. It's a good one. It's back at a bit of strength, I think.
Do you ever play Pez, Curtis?
Do you know what I did? Back, can you remember when John Terry was on the cover with Thierry Henry?
Yeah,
Pez five.
So sorry, Danny's looking very confused right now. Pez is Pro Evolution Soccer, and it was sort of the rival to what FIFA was. But Pez died because FIFA basically outsold them in every single way.
Was it Manchester Red versus Manchester Blue? And you can have all the player names and the team names.
They got none of the rights, but FIFA got obviously being FIFA got all of the rights to the game. Have you played Football Manager as well, Curtis?
I have, but I'm a terrible manager. apparently just shouting at the players doesn't do the job. I tried unsuccessfully. You know, when you desperately trying, but it's so intricate, isn't it? You really do deep dive into the world of behind the scenes, and that's not so much for me. Just let me scream Lampard at the top of my lungs as I'm trying to shoot with him in game rather than the backroom staff.
Random one about, we've talked about football clubs and obviously those players that are really into the esports community. Some celebs for you that we've also found out recently are really big into gaming. I'm going to hit you with this. I need you to guess the game for the first few. Are you ready?
Okay.
Go on then.
All right. Henry Cavill missed the call that was going to tell him that he got the part of Spider-Man because he was playing what game?
He was going to be Superman, and wasn't it World of Warcraft?
Yeah, surely Warhammer 40. No, Warhammer 40K, no.
Huh?
Warhammer 40,000.
No, Curtis got it.
He's playing WoW.
World of... Oh, he's playing WoW. Yeah, I forgot you abbreviate, don't you? And sorry, did I say Spider-Man?
I don't think
so. Yeah, Superman. Did you?
Superman. Sorry.
I was going to say Spider-Man.
Sorry.
That's a new revelation, troops.
I would have said Doom. I feel like you would be a Doom kind of guy.
Yeah. Well, Robert Wiley loves
it. I think he has said Doom. I think he has said he's played Doom.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does strike me
as a big gamer, isn't he, Cavill?
I can't believe he admitted that, though, in an interview. He's like, I missed the call that said I was going to be Superman because I was playing WoW.
Do you know what? I respect
legends.
It. I respect
absolute
it.
Absolute legend.
I mean, also, he's producing a film about Warhammer 40K.
You've mentioned this.
All because he's played the games and also collects Warhammer figures himself. Like, I think it's going to be awesome.
All right, yeah, Curtis, I've got a second one for you.
Go for it.
Robin Williams named his daughter after what game?
Ah, Zelda.
What? How is
I'm good at this, you
that's
know.
Some crazy told knowledge.
You. I didn't know that. What's
his closet wow. gamer? Yeah.
What's his daughter's name?
Zelda.
It is literally Zelda.
Zelda. Yeah. That Zelda, is such a cool name.
It's pretty like as well,
that.
Right?
Yeah. That is nice.
Zelda. Baby Zelda.
What have you got more for us, Danny?
Mila Kunis admitted that she had to quit a game because it was taking over her life.
I'm sorry, I'm going to say, who's Mila Kunis?
Curtis, help me out here, man.
No, behave. I genuinely don't know this one, but I feel like Mila Kunis would probably be into like The Sims or something.
I'm sure she probably is, but actually it's a double whammy. It's World of Warcraft again.
Really?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hang on, so just to clarify, you know who Mila Kunis is?
I think so.
Curtis,
actress,
right.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you Googling? Let Curtis tell you. Voice of Meg, man.
Hang on a minute.
Oh.
I was going to say, the voice of Meg. And even if you didn't know, Friends with Benefits, come on.
Yes.
I've not seen it.
No, I know who she is now. I've seen her face. I'm like, okay, no, I know who she is. But yeah, other than that, it's no.
Shocking. All right, one last one for you. And I thought this was pretty epic, by the way. Vin Diesel, you may already know this, but Vin Diesel founded his...
Firmly. Sorry.
All right. Vin Diesel founded his own game development studio called Tygon Studio.
No.
And is a long-time player of what?
Tygon Studio.
It's got it's got to be like Need for Speed or something, or else the stereotype's not going to live well in my head.
Yeah. I don't know. Gran Turismo.
Idea. Gran Turismo. Curtis, go on, have a guess. Throw some out there.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'm going to go... something more fighty. Maybe like Mortal Kombat or something.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good shout.
Okay. What is it?
I was cheating a little bit with this one. Are you sure you're ready for this?
Yeah.
He's a long-time player of Dungeons & Dragons.
He's a D&D player.
Oh, mm-hmm. Cool. Wow.
But he would never kill anyone because it's all about family. So.
Yeah, but his voice would be perfect to voice some games though as well, right?
100%.
I love that he's got a studio.
He must be in some games.
No, he is.
Imagine he's, now. He's in, sorry.
Is it him that's in
just Ark? Vin Diesel as Groot. Vin Diesel.
Oh, yes. Yes. You're so sick right.
Just get him.
You're so right.
What?
Vin Diesel Groot.
Yeah.
What, he is or he should be?
Like, no, he is Groot.
No.
He is Groot. Yeah. But now imagine getting him as the voice of Groot in a video game. Even better.
That would be so sick.
I mean, there was a Guardians of the Galaxy.
Is he not in Marvel Rivals?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe. There definitely is a Guardians of the Galaxy game, so I'm so curious.
Yeah. 100%.
Well, hang on.
I heard
look,
it's really good.
I got one for you.
And if it doesn't
you.
Exist, I'm going to look like a fool.
Well, you Google that for a second. Curtis, we need to talk about you being the voice of BFBS Sports. Come on, man. Talk to me.
I am like the Poundland version of the EA Sports It's in the Game guy. That is me. That is me.
No, you've got one of the best voices for this. And we've actually got a favour to ask you, if you don't mind.
Oh, yeah, go on.
So every week, obviously, when we start the lobby, we all sing it. And we would like you to do one, just you. And if you don't mind, do one with us.
Yeah, go on then.
All right, so let's start with the group one, shall we? So you are listening to...
The Lobby!
Lobby!
There's a delay.
He's learned after me.
Yes, yeah, true. Me. Well, no, I tell you what, it'll be so much better. Curtis, I'm sorry to put you on the spot, dude. Can you do one?
Yeah, go on. Do you want it in the Pro League voice?
Yes, it has
to be.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so you're listening to... The Lobby.
Oh. Shivers down me spine.
Absolutely. Like, that reminded me like one of the voices from Zombies Call of Duty.
What even like?
No, you know the really nice sexy doctor one, I think it was.
Oh, I was just thinking about the zombies themselves.
No,
like...
not the zombies. The characters, you nutter. The characters.
You mean like the, like when you like chug a juggernaut or something like that. Chug a juggernaut or... Yeah, oh, no, need a little revive.
Oh, look, I tell you what, even Curtis, this is for you as well. If you've got a computer in front of you, Nolan North, I think his name is. He is one of the characters from Call of Duty Zombies. Doctor, I've written it down. Hang on. Dr. Edward.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Rick Toffin was the character.
That's the one. Yes, that's the one. Well, you know, do you know who he is? Because I only actually, obviously, I've played the games for years, but it came up, I told you guys about this. There was like a 10-year them, the characters saying goodbye, and they did a video. Didn't realise it was him. I'd never seen his face before. He is Spencer's dad in Pretty Little Liars. I know I've probably just lost you and you and you, but...
Yeah. Lost everyone.
Yeah, sorry. Freaked me out. I didn't realise he's also the voice of Deadpool.
Really?
Yes, in the games.
In the games, right. Oh, cool. Okay, I was going to say.
He's done, yeah, do you know, that guy, 300-odd voiceovers for different games. I had no idea.
Wow, that's crazy. It's like, skip it. The guy from Destiny who passed.
I do know.
I can't remember his name.
I don't know his name.
I can't remember his name, but he's been in so many different things, and I didn't realize it was him until he passed. And they've got a tribute to him in Destiny, which is the loveliest thing. But I have to figure out who that is.
Yeah. I've got a note here for Craig Fairbrass.
Yeah. Craig. Such a nice guy. I caught Craig last year during the final of the BFBS Pro League, the grand final. Craig. You'll know from a number of different things, but actually he was the original voice of Ghost from Call of Duty. But he's recently been in One Piece on Netflix. So he was Zeph in One Piece. And he's done something like Rise of the Foot Soldier. And he's the nicest guy. But as soon as you hear him talk, all you can hear is either Ghost, his character in Call of Duty, or Pat Tate, his character in Rise of the Foot Soldier, both... incredibly scary human beings. So you're hearing this guy, and I spoke to him on a Teams call, and I heard him before I saw him. You know when you hear a voice and you immediately associate it with something? And so I heard Craig Fairbrass's voice, and I was like, oh my God, he's going to kick my head in. But he's actually the sweetest guy. He's such a nice guy. And he really knows his stuff when it comes to giving everything into a role. And he said to me, he was like, I don't research anything. So he literally goes in blind and tries to give his take on, and he puts all his craft in. So, so, so talented. And it was amazing to talk to him and get him to do, I got him to do some ghost impressions, which I'm sure he wasn't overly thrilled with, but it was fantastic.
That's amazing. I mean, look, when you speak to somebody like that, especially in our job, Curtis, how do you even go about, what do you ask him?
Yeah, it's a tricky one. So you do your research, don't you? I didn't do a Craig Fairbrass and do no research. No, I did some. And you do see questions that he's asked all the time, and you try and avoid those questions. But actually, when you start talking to somebody naturally and you have that genuine interest, I think we got talking about Rise of the Foot Soldier more so than Call of Duty. We did chat a little bit about it, but he was talking about Rise of the Foot Soldier, and we ended up talking about some of the cars that are in it because it's set more in the 90s. He had his kind of Sierra RS Cosworth in the film, and we just started nerding out about cars as well, and the people that he met or his mates that he brought into. So Captain Price, the voice of Captain Price, was one of his friends that he made the studio get in to do the voice. So it's like he kind of got his mate a job for Call of Duty, and once you kind of unlock those stories, then you're cooking, because it's great.
And what an iconic voice as well to have been a part of creating as well. Like, Captain Price is such a well-known, not just within the Call of Duty universe, but also within the military as well. I mean, the amount of people, if you said, oh, do you know Captain Price is? Oh, that's a guy from Call of Duty. Like, it is. So between Ghost and Captain Price, they are Call of Duty, essentially, as a whole.
How many times have you said, let's do this? It's iconic, isn't it?
Yeah, or before flicking down your night vision, you go, Bravo 6, going dark. Sticking it.
I know this is really random, but you know, when we started this episode, that we were listening to the highlights and the casters going like at 1,000 miles per hour. And I was like, no, I don't want them reading me a bedtime story because it just went too quick. I need Curtis to read me a bedtime story.
Yeah, I know. I did say before we started recording as well that between our producer and Curtis, I feel inadequate as a man because the voices are perfect for anything voiceover. But yeah, also just one on the Destiny 2 thing. I did find out who it was. It's Lance Reddick, and you'll know him from the John Wick films as the almost the armourer. You'll know him from, if you know, the White House Down or the Angel Has Fallen series. No, Danny's...
Curtis, help me out here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he was the concierge, wasn't he, in John Wick. I remember. Yeah, it's, again, really talented actor. And again, one of those voices that Danny would want a bedtime story read.
Definitely.
100%.
Yeah, yeah. So soothing as well.
Like, yeah, give me.
Yeah, very authoritative, but very soothing at the same time, though. But very, very big talent to lose in the space. But yeah, now he's got a big memorial to him in a video game. So he lives eternal.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, Curtis, I got to say, thank you so much for your time, though, today, dude. I know that you're really, really busy. You're over at BFBS Germany. I hope you have the best time when the final gets to us, and hopefully England make it.
Come on, England.
Come on, England. It's coming home.
Cheers, Curtis. Thank you. And as we say goodbye to one person, we're saying goodbye to you next week, Jonah Jupp. Why? What did we do?
Some of us need some holiday.
Oh, no, is it?
I'm taking a little bit of a break just to recoup the old battery, get back into the swing of things, and then come back full energy. But yeah, no, we'll be handing over to Lena in the meantime.
Girl power.
Yeah, exactly.
Look, next week, so me, Lena, Owen, we're going to be joined by Deromus.
Yeah, good mate of mine, and a incredible voice from RAF Esports. So he's, well, I think been a Rocket League commentator, analyst, competitive player for the best part of 4 years or so now. And I've sort of seen his journey grow as a commentator, especially over the last 2-3 years now. We're going to sort of dig his insights as to what's going on, in the military community, especially in terms of Rocket League. So, yeah, great, great person to have on.
Yeah, really looking forward to it, because last year he was part of RAF Shadows. He's now RAF Mustangs for Rocket League this year in the BFBS Pro League. So we will be chatting to him next week. Meanwhile, please do find us on Discord. You can sign up, subscribe to this podcast, and also just let us know what's going on and get a mention on it too if you join the Discord server, because we love what's going on in the community. And, well, we'll see you next week on
The Lobby!